We are pleased to be joined here by Super Bowl champion, 9-time Pro Bowl safety John Lynch, who now works for the NFL on Fox and will be doing the analysis for this Sunday's game between the Eagles and the Falcons. And John, as a safety, obviously a big move this week or last week during a bye week here in Philadelphia, changing defensive coordinator, going from Juan Castillo to Todd Bowles. What kind of message does that send throughout the locker room? What does that mean to the player when they see a midseason coaching change like that?
Yeah, you know, I've been there before with that. It's not too often that it does happen, but I've been there before. And if you got the right kind of team, maybe not the message, but what the takeaway is that we lost that coach our job, his job. And if we're not careful, we're going to all lose our jobs. It does. It puts a team on notice to the reality of this league. When you don't produce, people lose their jobs. And that's a poignant message. And I think Andy, you know, I think anybody who knows Andy knows what a good person he was. And that decision didn't come easy. And I don't think he did it to send any message. But I think in doing it, the message should be received.
John, what do you know about Todd Bowles? Do you know him at all as a player from his time as a coach?
Yeah, you know, I played at the same time as Todd. You know, he was earlier than I. We have a mutual friend in Martin Mayhew who we both played. So I've talked about him with Martin over the years. Andy told me, you know, about week one, I'd like you to meet Todd and talk to him. And so we had a nice visit there in Cleveland. And, you know, I just sat down with him. I know that he's a very level-headed guy. I think extremely bright. I think he communicates well with people. He's a guy, you know, when Bill Parcells keeps you around, when Joe Gibbs keeps you around, I think I always watch when great people have guys like that around them. It must mean there's something special about him, and I get that feeling after being with him.
Now, John, as someone who's been a winner at the highest level of the game, what does it take to win in the clutch? This is something that the Eagles were able to do at the beginning of the season, 3 wins by 4 total points, but they blew leads in their fourth quarter in the last 2 games. Obviously, that's one of the reasons why the Eagles want to make this switch. What does it take to win those close games?
Well, you know, and I love what Todd said is that, look, I'm not going to be the guy to make that difference. I can help maybe put guys in position, and I think that's what coaches do. But ultimately, this is a player's game. Players got to make plays. And the great teams, they make it when the game's on the line more so than the other teams. I think all you have to do is look across at the Atlanta Falcons. Right now, everybody, it's a popular thing to talk about what's wrong with the Falcons. But you are what you are, and they're 6-0 because they have had the ability to finish games. In some real tough circumstances, their quarterback, their entire team has thrived and made plays. And so, ultimately, finishing games is about one thing. You got to have talent, but you got to have guys who kind of embrace that moment, and that's when they play their best.
John, you said for yourself that you got to see this team in week one against the Browns. What have you seen on tape from a defensive standpoint as the season has evolved here?
Yeah, you know, I think you see a lot of good things. I always look at important categories, you know, one of them third down and red zone. They're, I think, number 3 in the league at both of those. I see defensive linemen that are affecting the quarterback around them. But I think in general the word with this team, and believe me, look, the sky's not falling. They're 3-3. I know they want to be better, and there's a higher standard. But you got to finish. And I think it the same, you know, there's defensive linemen around quarterbacks, but you got to take that extra step and you got to finish them. And the same thing with games. At the end of the game, you got to put people away. You got to go for the jugular, as we used to say in Tampa. And that's the one thing that this team's missing right now and that they've got to find if they want to be there at the end.
Now, John, when you look at this Atlanta Falcons team, been very resilient to get to the 6-0 mark. Not an easy test for Todd Bowles in his first game as defensive coordinator. Matt Ryan, the league's 4th rated passer this season, 2 amazing weapons on the outside in Jones and Roddy White, and then you have a Hall of Fame tight end in Tony Gonzalez. What is the key to slowing down teams that have been successful to a point? What have they done well against this Falcons team?
Well, I think like anything, you know, you can't forget in all of that, in the midst of talking about all these weapons, they got a pretty effective run game. And I think coming off a bye week, I think they look at themselves and say, what's the one thing we can do better? Well, we can pound Michael Turner a little more. So you've got that to deal with as well. I think the biggest difference, the quarterback, Matt Ryan, he's playing better football, and he played pretty well his first 4 years in the league. He's playing at an excellent level right now. New offensive coordinator, I think they have really meshed well. They're attacking a little more. Matt feels stronger. He went back and really worked on his strength, and I think it's affecting the way he's playing the game. He's got speed outside. Julio Jones is a big time threat. Roddy White, Mr. Reliable. But when the critical moment comes, it's Tony Gonzalez he looks for. So there's a lot to deal with. But like anything, you stop the run, you make them one-dimensional, and you hit the quarterback. I think that's what the Eagles have to do, and you got to win the turnover game. I think when you look at these two teams, the biggest difference between 6-0 and 3-3, the Falcons are up top, I think second or third in the league with a plus 10. The Eagles are 30th, I believe, at a minus 9, and so that's the difference right now.
John, how much fun is it watching the tape of the Falcons' defense with Mike Nolan as a defensive coordinator, where he'll muddle the line of scrimmage, bringing up the linebackers and the safeties, and you have a defensive end in Croy Bierman who will come up to the line and then drop back as a deep third safety in some of the packages. How much fun is it watching this scheme, and why is it so effective?
Yeah, I think it's fun for me. I don't know if it's so fun for opposing quarterbacks. You can ask Peyton Manning or guys like that it's given some fits to. I think the difference, we see a lot of that on third down in this league, those muddled looks, amoeba looks, scramble, whatever you might call it. You're seeing it on first and second down. And I think it has, because it was new, given some people some fits. I think it's a good team for the Eagles to have coming off a bye week because sometimes when you see all that, it's window dressing. But if you really break it down and you train your eyes to see what they need to see, maybe sometimes it simplifies and gives you a little indicator as to what they're doing. And sometimes I've always believed that if you're doing all that window dressing, you're trying to cover something up. And so Mike Nolan's a tremendous coordinator. The Falcons, the one thing as you see them here, the turnovers. They've been taking the ball away. These safeties were just guys in the past. This year they're making plays, and it's been a fun team to watch.
Is there an area of that defense that you think that Mike Nolan's trying to hide or disguise a bit with the window dressing?
I don't think so much. I think they fell into some things against Peyton Manning. They looked for a package to try to get to them, and it kind of worked. Ultimately, I think what I'm trying to say, ultimately, it's not going to be about the window dressing. It's going to be about guys making plays, and I think that will be the case in this game.
What does Michael Vick need to do at quarterback to be able to attack this defense? He saw Mike Nolan's scheme last season against Miami. He said himself that he's watched the tape of that game twice and wants to watch it two more times, and that was a 3-4 front, obviously a different front here. But nonetheless, they've had the injuries on the offensive line. They've not been able to get the deep passing game going. You saw him when he threw 60 passes against the Cleveland Browns back in week one. What does Michael Vick need to do to regain control of his offense?
It's real simple. Protect the football, and I think coming off a bye, he's had a good chance to look at that. Some of that just, he said it best. You just, plain and simple, you have to protect the football. It's not, rocket science. You got to hold on to the football. Andy feels like, and Marty feels like, they can help him in some instances. I think in order to do that, I believe it'd be a wise thing to get LeSean McCoy going. And I know there's been some struggles up front. I think you help your offensive line, though, when you commit to the run. And that only enhances your play-action game, which they've done so well. But that doesn't work so well if you don't get that run game. And I look at the games where the Eagles have been successful, like the Giants game. They've gotten him going. So I think that's critical.
John Lynch, Super Bowl champion, Pro Bowl safety 9 times in the National Football League. Thank you very much for joining us here inside the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.